Hi, everyone. Welcome back. This is part two of a two-part recap. If you're wondering where part one was, well, go check in the feed and be sure to subscribe so that way you always get your episodes. But enough of that. Let's get right back into the episode.
Yeah, so now we cut back to the guests, and they see a big square, like, hole in the castle, and one of them's like, oh, it's a Spanish glory hole. Ooh! So they all start laughing, and now they go to a restaurant, and Kizzy and V are like, do you want us to just leave you alone so you guys? And they're like, yes, please. So they have to sit together. So they just sit on this little bench, like, oh, God. So Kizzy says, so H just said you wanted to chat with me again. She's like, yeah, because, like, the whole thing, like, I was missing before. Is it like you guys said you just had like a quick little makeout and it was an accident because you were drunk? But I mean, like, it seems like maybe it was more than that. Like, I thought to myself, nah.
And Kizzy's like, well, we have flirted since the day he got on board. You know that. Mm-hmm. And like, you can see that. And like, everyone can see that. Right. And like, he couldn't have been more clear about the fact that it's not serious and that he doesn't want anything after 6 weeks, you know? So I don't understand why you're so upset. And she's like, why? I'm so upset. Yeah, because if it's something that never would have happened for you guys, like, she's basically like, why are you acting so crazy? Why did you get your, like, hopes up that this was going to be something more than, like, what happened on this charter season? But, like, disregarding the fact that Joe spent much of her time and our time talking about how special this was and how he doesn't want to have the expiry date anymore on this relationship when the season's over.
Right. And so V's like, well, I mean, I would think that like people who work with me and are supposed to be my friends would have more respect for me. And Kizzy like, kind of gets a roll her eyes face. She's like, yeah. And I wish that was different, but I guess it's not. And Kizzy's just like, yeah. So.
Yeah, it's shocking. It's not shocking, but it is shocking. But it's not shocking to me how Kizzy and Joe don't seem to understand why V is like upset. And what's funny is that they know why she'd be upset because when she was away, they spent 2 days stressing and crying. Well, he cried and they were like pacing and nervous. So
if I had to guess, I would say that Kizzy feels that she was flirting with Joe first and V knew that when she started hooking up with Joe and they talked about what a fuckboy he was, whatever. So then when V started hooking up with Joe, Kizzy was just like, okay, well, I guess you're gonna hook up with Joe now. Like, she didn't get mad at her for hooking up with Joe. So I think Kizzy's like, well, I had him first and you took him from me and I didn't get mad, and now that you got rid of him and I'm taking him back, why are you mad? Like, he was mine first. And I get why that's stupid logic, but I think that that's how Kizzy's thinking of it in her head. I think Joe's way worse because Joe was the one like, oh, but you're the only one for me now. I can't think of anybody else. And yeah, this is it. This is it. I'm a different man. You know, Joe did all that stuff. But Kizzy's like, I mean, it's a fuck boy. It's like we're sharing a bowl of popcorn and you're mad that I'm like eating the popcorn too. Like, it's both of our popcorn.
Yeah. Where I mean, Kizzy at least is a little bit more honest about her intentions, which I do appreciate, believe it or not, despite my rant that had no good foundation because it was based off of a King Arthur situation that I misunderstood, but she is being more honest about it, but Joe is not. And the fact that I just think it's the reason why they're acting like she's crazy, obviously, is because they have a hard time seeing themselves as the bad people in the situation, but they know they're the bad people in the situation, which is why they were like, Joe was crying. And that's why Kizzy was feeling regret and remorse when they were not there. But then as soon as she gets back and then they have to actually deal with the consequences of their actions, they don't like it. So now they're going to make it seem like V is some crazy irrational person for daring to be upset that this entire situation unfolded between her, the guy she was banging, and like her friend who she's sort of besties with on the boat.
Yeah. Yeah. So Kizzy's like, well, I can't help it. I need to explore what's happening between me and Joe. I'll regret it if I don't. I don't want to have regrets. Oh, you're going to be filled with plenty of regrets.
Yes.
So V's like, I mean, you're never even going to be apologetic. Like, you're not going to feel sorry about it or say anything. Like, I've looked at her Instagram. She hasn't cried once. I mean, this tells me who she is as a person. And like for myself, this is someone I would not want to be friends with afterwards. So whatever. And Kizzy's like, okay, well, we have a good connection and it's fair for us to have explored that. Like, I mean, in a shit way, but still. And V's like, okay, but at the cost of my feelings? I mean, I guess I disagree, but you did it. And she goes, nailed it.
That's right. It was at the Coastal Beach.
Bam. Bam.
Sandy's on the boat and the swells are huge. And the guests are wrapping up their meals and everything. And they're coming back to the boat. And Nathan is like, "So, Aisha, did you have a chat with V earlier?" And she's like, "Well, she said they worded it, that they had a drunken kiss." And they're like, "Yeah, that's bullshit." And she's like, "I know." So Nathan's like upset about this. And he's like, "I'm going to fucking call it out if I see it." And she's like, "Well, I was going to go. You're going to get spoken to." And I was like, "Just be nice."
He's like, "I can't stand for it. I will not stand for this." So Aisha's like, "Oh, Nathan's growing up. It's just really beautiful to watch." And he's like, "How the fuck have I become the mature, responsible one out of this group?" I don't know that anybody would accuse you of that.
Yeah, I'm like, I've seen your social media. I'm not sure I would say you're the mature, responsible adult of this group right now, but that's okay. So now they go pick up Kizzy and V, and Captain Sandy is like, "Whoa, it's really windy out there. God, it's windier than the empty queue of men that Norma would have in her dating lineup." You see what I was trying to go for with that one?
It's windier than the back of Norma's pants after a block of cheese. Not much. Windy.
That was better. That was a good one. Very windy. Very windy.
So now the tender goes to pick up the guests. Kizzy's like, "Come save me from this awfulness." So Joe brings him back. And of course, he and Kizzy are flirting. And V's just like, "Jesus Christ, these people really..." Look, they're just
shameless.
So now they all get back, and Josh is complimenting his fish, as one does. And now it's water toy time. And so Aisha and Kizzy see each other. Oh, this is where it is. So Kizzy's like, "We had our chat." She goes, "Are we at peace now?" She goes, "Oh, yeah, no, we're at peace. But also, I'm young and single. I mean, what am I meant to do?" And she goes, "Not be a little bitch."
"I'm not being a little bitch."
"But you were a little bitch. You were.
I've changed.
No, I don't think you changed.
But I apologize." "No.
Well, that's good. Well done.
Thank you, mother.
Wow.
I apologize and I meant it." "No, you didn't mean it, but that's okay, darling."
And then it cuts to Aisha in the confessional just rolling her eyes. She's like, Really?
So then Josh is like, "Can I squeeze in your front door? Can I just get by here for a second?" And then Kizzy's like, "You're the only one I haven't ticked off, Josh," which is funny because he's hot. He's hot on Watch What Happens Live. And so then she's like, "Jokes, you know, remember we did, we're hot." She said something about, like, she basically is talking about their flirtations. Like "You're the only one who hasn't gotten mad at me." And he's like, "Well, I play hard to get," which is funny. For poor Josh. The easiest to get.
You're hard to get any.
Yeah.
Now we go to Nathan FaceTiming Gail. So I have to say, with everything going on these shows, the Nathan crying to Gail part is the worst. So you know how I always complain on here when friends get married and they're like, "If you don't behave, you are not coming to my wedding." It becomes a year of them holding their wedding over everybody's head. Like, "Oh, really? Well, someone's not coming to my wedding party." And now Nathan is kind of doing that, but it's his sister's wedding. It's like, "Oh, I've got something really important to run by you. Maybe I could come to Ireland and come to my sister's wedding."
I was like, this was...
Wow,
this,
what a fucking offer.
The offer was supposed to be that you come back on the boat and fire Max, not that you take your take Gail to your sister's wedding. And how awkward. Gosh, I don't know.
You're in this relationship with somebody where you never see each other, and then you ghost her because you're never in the same place, and so your solution is for her to come to you again.
Exactly. And so she's like, "Your sister's waiting?" And he's like, "Yeah. Are you sure you want me there?" Gail, the question should not be, "Are you sure you want me there?" She says that almost as if like she's some taboo scarlet letter. It's like, no. Should be like, "Are you sure you won't ghost me between now and then?" That should be the question.
Well, I think she's saying like, "Are you sure I'm important enough to come to this extremely important event?" And he's like, "You've won. You've won the golden ticket." And she's like, "Let me think about this." So he says that after the season, me and Gail went to Ireland and Gail met my family and they think the world of her. And now that my sister's getting married after the season, I just hope she might come with me. Jesus Christ, I've got no idea. Oh, but I've just done something huge. I've invited somebody on a date that I don't have to pay for.
And the producer's like, wow, you're really nervous right now. He's like, what do you mean? They're like, you're picking up tape from the floor. He's like, oh God, what have I done to myself? I'm picking up the tape. Oh man, this is crazy. You know, tape, it's so addictive to pick up. And they're like, so yeah, so Gail, huh? He's like, oh, I miss her. I love Gail.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So then V sees this and she's like, oh my God, that was like so cute. Like you like smile when she talks. That's like so cute. And he's like, oh, fuck off. So now three of the guests are on a tube and they tip over. And so then Aisha goes to see Josh in the galley and talks about dinner. And he's like, well, it's plated. We're doing onion lattes with lobster. Lattes. Lotties. I mean, Lotties. After that is
lattes. Delicious.
You never know. It's chefery. After that's a red snapper dish. It's going to be a banger, a real banger. And she's like, oh, yo.
So I'm a bit up against it as always. She's like, okay, bye. You got your 5 minutes of camera time for the episode. Now moving on. So Max, some of the guests are on this like tube thing that is tied to Max's jet ski, and he's gonna basically go tow them around at a high speed, yeah, and or the tender, and they're like go fast, go super fast, Max. So he starts going really fast, and they're like zipping around and bouncing, and everyone's watching, and Sandy's like, okay, Nathan, tell Max to slow it down, okay, tell Max to treat that tender like Norma's dating cue. Slow. Okay, slow down. Slow.
But she's smiling. She's like, that wacky kid out there, what's going on? And Nathan's like, V, tell Nathan to slow, tell Max to slow down. She's like, okay, slow down. And he's like,
oh, no speed now. I've got no speed. There's barely any speed going on here. I don't know what anybody expects from me.
And Nathan's like, no, you're going way too fast. I don't know how many times I have to say it, but slow down. Just don't let them bounce wherever they get whiplash. They'll get whiplash. And you see that he really is like swinging them everywhere.
They are bouncing all over the place. And then, of course, eventually someone goes flying off, you know, and Max.
Yeah, two of them go flying off.
Yeah.
Still, Max is fine. It's like, wow, Max is sure in trouble. Just put the guests in danger for the second time this episode. Oh, okay. God, Max is so funny, isn't he?
And they're like, wow, when we hit the water, that really hurt. That's so funny. He's like, oh, yeah. So Nathan is like furious. And then, you know, Nathan's, you know, he's like, he's mad at Max, and Max is like, oh, he really think I'm a baby. It's like, you are a baby. You are a baby with a mustache. Get back to the boat.
Well, if a guest asks you to go fast, you don't say no.
The guests don't know the difference between going fast and slow on a fucking inner tube on back of a tender. Okay. They don't do that every day. So yeah. Nathan's like, well, it's not safe and he's not listening. I'm absolutely fuming with him. So then, Captain Sandy makes Max go and rescue the people that he has flipped off of the tube, but they're complaining that it hurts. And, so he's in trouble. So let's see what happens. Nothing. Spoiler alert, nothing. So now, Nathan goes and tells Joe, he's like, oh, you're the lead deckhand. So you've got to take control of this. He's out of control. And so what do you think Joe's going to do? He's going to be like,
it's like, let's calm down. Do me one massive favor. I know you don't do it, but don't go too fast. Just calm down a little bit. Come say, oh, but I think, oh, but there are no waves. Oh, I wasn't going fast. It's just the waves make it look like it's going fast. It's like, no, I know what you mean. Thanks for understanding.
I'm like, okay, you guys are all idiots. All three of you. It's time for you to go.
So Max, after all of that, what he got was an incredibly powerful thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. There you go, guys. So now everyone's getting ready for the night. It's a mannequin thing. It's like another decoration of putting mannequins everywhere.
It's the night. Yeah.
Jewels on their face and stuff like that. And so Captain checks in with Josh. She's like, hey, Josh, listen, I just want you to know I saw a little cartoon skinny person with really good hair. Can we hire that guy?
What's his name? And he's and so Josh is like, he's like, my mind, my natural state is always questioning myself. And, you know, Josh, you ain't going to be able to manage all that. You ain't going to be able to put Red Snapper on a plate, Josh. You're not going to be able to do too much. But Dominic, go fuck yourself. I'm doing a full plated meal tonight, and I ain't going to fucking fail. You watch. It's like, oh, okay. You sure told that animated character what's up when you put the fish on the plate and survived the odds of being able to do such things.
Yeah. So then Kizzy and Kathy are in a cabin cleaning, and Kizzy picks up something that looks like a bottle, looks like a scrubber, like a toilet scrubber. And she's like, is this a vibrator? Is it? No, I don't know of any like toilet scrubber brush vibrators.
That would be,
but why would you carry around
unpleasant?
But why would you carry around a toilet brush as a guest?
You know, people have different needs and different kinks. And some people are like, can't wait to get on that yacht and clean some toilets. I love some yachty cosplay.
Maybe. Okay. So first course comes out, and it's a bisque and an aneludi pasta with the butternut puree. And the guests are like, we are blown. This is amazing. And Joe checks in with Nathan, and Nathan's still fuming about Max. And Joe goes, well, I can see both sides. And he goes, how can you see a side? He's like, well, I can understand when you're in the water. It's, you know, there's a lot. There's waves, there's water, there's fish in there. You know, we don't see them that often, but it doesn't mean they're not there. Have you ever thought about that?
This is a bullshit response. You can see both sides. No. What's the other side of your boss saying slow down the boat and you don't slow down the boat? What is the other side of that? Because I don't really understand that. So Nathan does not like this. He's like, what the fuck is that? And then there's more food coming out, and it's a snapper and a sauce with white wine and tomatoes and some peppers. And everyone really likes it. And this one guy is like, so we went to two other Michelin restaurants this week before we came here, and literally this is 10 times better. I mean, admittedly, it was more just like a vending machine in a Michelin store. We got new tires is what we're saying, but this is better than the vending machine. So kudos to the chef.
Really? Wow. Wow. Plated meals at dinner just elevates everything.
And so she tells Josh,
nice saying that I went to two Michelin restaurants.
Could you just speed it up? I'm trying to cook here.
They loved your food. They loved it.
And he's like, fucking love that. He's like, did you hear that, Dominic? Did you hear those comments?
And he goes, oh, mate. And he goes, yeah, exactly. Shut your trap. He's like, oh, for fuck's sake. So then everyone's wrapping up their stuff for the day, and the cabins are done, everything. And Kathy is happy that she didn't cry today. She's like, I got my British back. I didn't cry, even though it's 2 days after a severe trauma. So toodly-doo, back to my room. And Max is like, I want to cuddle with you before bed. And she's like, okay, cool. So he's like, Mademoiselle, so we need to chat. She's like, oh, God, what do you want to chat about? He's like, well, what are we? What? What are we? Are you saying what are yes? No, that was English we, not French we. Keep up.
He's like, so you're singing it now, are you?
He's like, well, it is easier to sing about something than to speak about something.
And she goes, well, serious when you make it less serious. Is that what you're saying? He's like, oh, you're missing the point. She goes, please, please, don't ask me to be your girlfriend. He's like, oh? She goes, I would just love to really not rush things completely. You know, if you want to have a conversation about it, not just being a season thing. I mean, maybe some other night, you know, maybe tomorrow night after dinner. I don't know. Just not now, please.
Please. Could you like not suffocate this girl like 2 days after she found out that her stepfather, who she loved, died? Could you just like give her some space?
Give her a minute, bro.
Yes. Just to have some time. Okay.
Yeah. So she's like, well, I mean, I do like him, but I'm not ready to have this conversation. You know, I mean, do we have to rush things? I mean, you're not on a speedboat. Get it?
Kathy Byrne.
I'm here. I'm learning.
So Joe is, he's like, he's in a DJ costume. So he's like in his Ibiza DJ costume, which is like shiny and showing off his arms and stuff. And he comes through the crew mess, and V just sees him and is like, ugh. And he's like, oh, why don't you come watch me do my DJ set? And she's like, no, just enjoy the attention, which was beautifully barbed.
He's like, I do it for the tip, darling. So, because he's like, what are you doing, DJing? And he goes, yeah, I'm pretending to be a DJ. And she goes, oh, God, I've never been so attracted to you in my life.
He's like, I know this. So I know, seeing this, right? Look at this. And Nathan's like, mental. It's mental. So Kathy and Max say goodnight. And Joe's DJing and Via's watching. She's just totally disgusted. And Kizzy, of course, comes right behind Joe. And it's like, you know, she's like on him in the DJ booth. And he's on her. And Via's just like, ugh, I hate these people.
Yeah. So Nathan checks on V and he's like, I'm here if you need me. And then it's time for everyone to go to bed. And, Kizzy is talking to Joe and she's like, oh my God, did you have today's chat? And he goes, no, it's just like, Victoria, give me a break, man. I mean, we tried something. It didn't work out. Cool. We can have a laugh and make a joke and a story. Are you good? And Nathan can hear this.
It's such an amazing, like a brazen rewriting of the situation. Like, oh, we just tried something. You like took selfies with her. You like told your mom about her. You know, you promised to take her back to meet your mom. Like you sold her the whole story. And now it's like, oh, it's just, we tried something fun and then it didn't work out. Let's laugh about it. I'm like, laugh about it. You're the one who was sobbing in the bathroom. We all watched you. So Nathan is like, you know what? It's probably be best if you're just be mindful on the night out. Be mindful with her, you know? And he said, but we're not together. Obviously, she wants something more. I mean, she's crazy cuckoo lady. Strings attached, needy, clingy. Stage 5 clinger, you know what I'm saying? And if it affects you so much, then it's wrong. So it really was never good in the first place because she was way too invested. Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
Yeah, he's like, so you're looking for something serious, you know? And he goes, just stop. Wouldn't do that to one of my friends. And then fucking saying, oh, just get over it. It's not that fucking intense. I mean, well, it might be to her. And he's like, well, I just want to have fun. He goes, just keep it in your fucking trousers. That's the last that I'll be getting involved.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So Nathan's like, I know Joe doesn't want to hear what I'm telling him about V, but I have to make him aware because that's what a true friendship is. I'm like, also, you're his boss and this whole thing is messing up the your department. So he's like, but sometimes you have to tell each other shit you don't want to hear.
So Joe's like, I mean, fuck me if I dragged Kizzy and shit like and done it in her face. All right. But anyway, I mean, we're not even together. I mean, anyway, whatever. We're not together.
Yeah. So now it's the final day of the charter. They're hauling in the anchor to go back to the port and everything. And V is feeling a little bit better. And she's being a little bit more cordial with Joe. She gets something from Joe. And so Joe goes up to her. And they're at their anchoring positions. And Joe's like, Victoria, I'm back here with you today. And like, you know, and then I'll run off, okay? So and I just want to say, hey, the time that we had, no one's going to take that away from me anyway. Like, I learned a lot from you as well. And it's just, I want in the future what you want in the future. What we want are very different things. And like you said, you wanted no strings attached. But obviously, there were strings attached. Like,
oh, wow. Okay, so now you're trying to break up with her? She broke up with you already. She dumped you last week. So why are you acting like you're breaking up with her, you fucking weirdo?
Yeah.
And she's like, yeah, but like what you and Kizzy did to me, I don't think that like friends would do that to each other. And he's like, a drunken kiss I can't even remember. I mean, come on. And she just like gives him a look. And he's like, I care for your well-being on this boat more than anything, which is why I couldn't even remember your birthday when you said I'm leaving this boat because my birthday is the day that my boyfriend died. But I didn't remember. This guy's like, I'm just so sensitive. But I promise, you know, nothing's going to happen on this boat with Kizzy. I promise you, I'm not going to hold. I'm going to hold my word to it. I'm going to hold my word.
He's just mad that she's mad at him. He's uncomfortable with people being mad at him. And he either has to find resolution and he was not able to find resolutions, or he has to villainize her. So that's what he's doing. He's making her seem like the crazy person. And she's like, V tells us, this is crazy because like, quote unquote, I'm such a good person. I'm going to promise not to hurt you again, quote. And it's true. It is such a manipulation by Joe's
part. He's like, but I'm such a respectful man. I'm very conscious of people's feelings.
She's like, wow, what dignity.
Okay, fucking joker. Yeah, so now it's time to dock. And And Joe's like, it wasn't my intention to hurt you, honestly. She goes, okay, well, I don't know what you want me to say. So they're tying up the lines and throwing the lines to the dock and all that good stuff. And Kizzy scares Aisha. And now the guests are, you know, talking about how much fun this was and how they used to always have fun before fucking kids. And now it's time to go.
Yeah. So the guests leave. They give them tips and everything. And now it's time for the tip meeting. All right, everyone. Charter 8, right? Charter 8. Well, more like it with that plate of food. Good job, Josh. I'm just so proud of you all. Well done on the themes, okay? Great work. And the chef, Josh, you really did a great job. Thank you for not wearing the clown makeup when you served the guests. That was really appreciated by everyone on board.
Just the way that you took those round things in the galley. I think they're called plates. And you actually put food on top of them. I haven't seen anybody do that before. You really went above and beyond today. Wow.
I know it was hard to put 8 pieces of fish on their own little plates instead of 8 pieces of fish on one big platter. But you did it. You overcame.
Yeah, you sure did. He's like, I was very proud of the food that I served this charter. And they really appreciated it. So, flick my hair a little bit. There you go. Okay, just tell your hot friend he's got a job whenever he wants it. I love cartoons.
So they get a $27,000 tip, which is basically $2,450 per person. And now they're cleaning up the boat to go out and everything. And Kizzy is really excited, you know. And Kathy's telling Kizzy, like, ugh, I think that Max wants to have a chat with me tonight. She's like, oh, is he going to say will you be my girlfriend? She's like, it's a bit quick, isn't it? I mean, it's disgusting. It's almost like he's American. Ugh, get him out of my face.
She's like, well, how do you feel about that? She's like, I don't want to answer. I just, in the moment, we'll see how I feel, I guess. So Max is like, oh, bro, I'm going to make exclusive, Nathan. He's like, oh, wow. So they fist bump and stuff. To beyond an infinity, Buzz Lightyear.
I was at first like laughing at his broken English, but then I realized they're probably not allowed to say the true phrase without Disney suing them. So they're like, okay, reverse it, Max. Reverse it, then say it on camera.
So everybody gets ready to go on, and Aisha is telling Kizzy she looks great because Kizzy's like, oh my God, do I look good? I don't even know that I look good. She's
like, you look like Jenny from the block.
She's like, who's that? I was hanging out with a 33-year-old, and Whitney Houston was playing, and we're like, do you know this song? And he's like, yeah. Like, do you know who sings it? He's like, I'm blanking on her name. I'm like, you're blanking on her name? And he's like, yeah, I don't really remember it. He's like, well, I don't really listen to this older music unless I'm hanging out with you guys. And I was like, this friendship is over.
Well, you just brought up Whitney Houston in a Jennifer Lopez conversation. I so I think this friendship might be over. A lot of friendships ending over this today. How dare you?
I just am laughing at the idea that Kizzy would even know who Jenny from the Block is. So they are all out and they're partying and they're having fun and they all are going to the restaurant and everything. And Joe's talking about the dancing with Kizzy. He's like, Kizzy taught me quite an easy dance. It took me 2 hours to rehearse. And she's like, yeah, you did a really great job. And if I normally dance with a guy that hasn't danced, I wouldn't even be able to do that in 1, 2, 3, or 4 hours. And that's what's so confusing. So you've been like, you've got the right brain for it, Joe. And they just keep on like complimenting each other on the great dancing that they did. And they're being like very touchy and laughy and flirty and like right in front of V.
Yeah, she just rolls her eyes. And Aisha's watching this like, what the hell? And Max is like, Mademoiselle, I want to drink with you, Cassie. And she's like, okay, just not now. And he's, but I want to, wait, what? She's like, just not whilst we're here, please. Chat later. Okay. Yeah, I would love to have this chat. You know, preferably over FaceTime while we're in different countries. So it would be easier for me to just kind of hang up, you know.
Preferably in a place where I have no reception. That'd be great. Because every time he says Mademoiselle, it's like, okay, that means he's gearing up to ask you to be his girlfriend. And she's like, no, don't speak. Don't speak. So everyone's talking. And Kizzy's like, first Kizzy licks her spoon in a suggestive way. And then she's like, by the way, guys, what are some different ways to say blowjob?
And there's just kind of a pause, like, oh, God, you know, because, of course, like, Kizzy, of course. And Joe answers. So he's like, sucky, sucky, 4,000.
I never heard of that. And Joe's like, Jolly Roger. And the two of them are cracking each other up, and everyone's just grossed out by them. So V goes to have a cigarette break. She's like, I just don't need any of this. And she's feeling like, oh, you got Kathy and Max over here having a moment. You've got Joe and Kizzy, Josh. She's like, I mean, I wish there was just a chef for me even to talk to just about food, but we don't even have one of those.
I mean, anything, anything. If there was anyone else with a penis around here.
So
of course, Kizzy and Joe sees that she got up and was obviously annoyed. So what do? They're going to go dance for her right in front of her where she went to get away from them because they're that fucking needy of attention. Like even the bad kind of like what?
They redo their dance.
They're just everyone so stupid. Yeah, they're just so stupid. So they do that. And she's like, it's like, whatever. What do you even say to this? You know?
Yeah.
And Aisha's like, this is just a very thinly veiled excuse to touch each other and sneak around back on the boat like decent assholes. Okay. You don't have to do it this way. Just sneak around. What happened to that?
And then Kizzy's like, oh my God, my boob came out. My boob came out. Everyone look, don't look, but look. She's like, and then she tells us this. It makes me really happy to see how happy it makes Joe when he gets to dance. I feel like there's anyone on this boat that I could actually pursue something with. It would be Joe, but not now. I think maybe we'll just get married in 20 years. This makes me happy when I see him get to dance. Like, no, it does. Like, whatever she's trying. She's trying to actually elevate this, that it's not just about hooking up. So, like, this is actually about something deeper and more emotional. So V gets upset, like V is the crazy person because V is getting upset at genuine human connection right now. That's basically what she's trying to say. And there's no genuine
I've helped a man, here. A man who struggled with a loaf of bread and a bad real estate transaction, and I brought him to art, which has left him able to walk again.
Whoa. She's elevating herself in this scenario quite a bit. And it's like, no, he just wants to bang you.
Yeah, so Nathan is like, you know, if you want to sit on a different side, I can change seats with you. And she's like, no, it's okay. And he's like, I don't understand how the man's brain works. Fuck's sakes, Joe. You need to think about what you're doing.
So, and Kizzy's just like, well, I don't give a fuck. So now we go V and Nathan, and V's like, she just feels like an outcast at this point. And Nathan's like, you're far from it. So now they are going to start heading. They go back. They're going to start heading back to the boat and everything. Well, actually, first they're eating. They're at the restaurant. They're just doing stuff there. But they eventually start heading back to the boat. And Aisha is putting an order in for McDonald's to be delivered to the boat. And Aisha orders a lot of chicken McNuggets, which Kathy, we find out later, really, really wants.
So Joe, on the way back to the boat, like jumps on a signpost and starts like, pole dancing. I love that we see the security people like,
yeah,
get the fuck off of that.
They were like, idiot. What are you doing? Get off of our sign.
So the hot tub's empty. Everybody's mad. And Kizzy is saying like, I've never been so in love with you to Joe. And Max is now determined to have this talk, right? So Kizzy pops her head into Joe's cabin and he's like, do you want to come in? And she's like, I shouldn't. And he goes, God, this is the hardest thing I've ever done in my life. She's like, we're not even doing anything. And he goes, because we can't. We can't do anything. Good night, me lady. And he closes the door. And they're like really brave guys that they didn't do that because that would have been really bad to be.
He is painting himself as if he's in some epic romance where they're being kept apart by their stations in life. Okay, this is not Remains of the Day. You guys are just like, they're told.
It was like loving the time of cholera. And I hope know. You both get it.
I know. Just means keep it together for 48 more hours, then you guys can do whatever you want. But like for right now, don't do it. So now Max is like, what, Kathy, it is time for the talk. And she's like, oh God. So they wind up like snuggled under a blanket on the deck. And he's like, well, I always thought love was a fucking trap. And then I met you, and you made me believe that it is possible again. And that is why I want to propose something to you. And she's like, oh, God, great. Sounds wonderful. So while they're having this conversation out on the dock, Joe and Nathan are on the dock, and they're just being silly and drunk. And a delivery person shows up with all the McDonald's that was ordered. And they just tear into this bag of everyone else's food and just start eating it. Whatever they see, they just start to eat it.
No, disgusting behavior. And I would just like to point out that this is Joe and Nathan and not Nathan and Max, as Ben had previously reported at the start of this recap. So, yeah.
I thought, actually, when you were saying it, I thought you were saying it was all three of them, to be honest.
Yeah, I don't know. So they start eating the food, which is gross. And then Joe and Nathan are eating nuggets and burgers, and Max and Kathy are upstairs talking. So Max is like, oh, I'm just going to focus on my career of tipping people over on water toy. But out of nowhere, a little angel came from the sky, and her name, Kathy Skinner.
Very biblical, Kathy Skinner, the archangel. And he's like, I just want to know what is happening after the season. And then Joe and Nathan, they're just drunk. They drop a nugget on the ground. And then Max is like, I have this question inside of myself, and I just want to talk to you because I want to start something. She's like, I wish, dear God, I'm not a very religious person, but if you could send some sort of miracle thing to let me get out of this conversation, anything, something, make something fall from the sky, and then blink.
Dear God. Dear God. Kathy Skinner, please give me some sign whether or not this relationship will work. Oh my God, it's a half-eaten chicken nugget.
So it goes, they're like, what is happening? And she's like, he's like, I think I want to make you my girlfriend. And she's like, are they, excuse me, put that on pause for one moment for the rest of your life. Are they chucking chips at us? Is it chips? Are they actually throwing chips? He threw a chip at us. And then she's meaning, of course, French fries for all of us Americans. And then all of a sudden she starts realizing it's like chicken nuggets. And she goes like, wait a second. If you waste my nuggets, I'm going to fucking come down and rip your head off. Thank you so much for giving me an excuse to get out of this conversation. I'm coming down right now. So she gets out of this moment. Like, Max has literally just said, I want you to be my girlfriend. And now she has gotten up to chase after her nuggets.
And they've eaten all the nuggets or thrown them all, and there's only a Big Mac left. And she's like, no, there's not. I don't want a fucking Big Mac. Come on. I'm so annoyed by this. Chucking chicken nuggets at me. I'm so pissed off. So she goes in all upset, and then we cut to Max. He's like, oh, I'm so sad. And then we cut to a nugget on the ground with a bite taken out of it.
And he's upset because he's been trying to have this conversation for 2 days straight to make her his girlfriend. And like, just when he felt like he was finally having the conversation, she gets distracted away by this scenario. And I'm like, this again, like, I don't mean to play the grief card for her. It sounds like she doesn't want to play the grief card. She just wants to sort of just like move on. But I'm going to play it for her, which is that this girl's dad, stepfather just died, and they're eating her takeout and throwing it at her. I'm just like, fuck you both. Like, I can't stand them.
And also, Max, it's just not the time. Like, she's got stuff on her mind, and she's clearly given you messages that she doesn't want to have this conversation over and over and over again. Okay, so he's like, what, where are you going? And she's like, I'm actually fuming. Did you not see what happened with the chicken nuggets? And he's like, you can't end this conversation. She's like, but I'm fuming. So she storms off, and he's like, I'm bawling my heart out with you, and all you care about is chicken nugget. Ah, come on, Cassie. Oh, still not listening. Those not feel good. Yeah, it was digging. Yeah, I don't want to speak about this, but really, I lost a bit of trust in the woman. I lost trust.
Well,
maybe she would have more trust in you if you went down there and fought for some chicken nuggets. You're only worried about yourself. What is going to stand up for the pride of your woman? You need to go down there and get those chicken nuggets back. You need to go to McDonald's and get her some chicken nuggets. That's you need to throw those guys in the water for fucking with her chicken nuggets. No one wants a man who is going to stand there and let their chicken nuggets be disrespected. You might as well have thrown your wife and child under a bus or a moving bus, because what? No one was going to marry you after watching this show. You're sitting there crying about yourself. Where are your tears for those chicken nuggets? You don't care about me. You don't care about
address
me.
Her needs. This, you're seeing this as an impediment, but actually it's creating an amazing opportunity for you, which is to order chicken nuggets for Kathy, and a bigger and better order than what she had previously ordered. The most chicken nuggets she's ever seen. And then she would see you as a boyfriend type. But instead, you're failing the challenge because you're seeing it all about you. And so she is furious. And she's like, I feel like Raccoon Kathy right now. I'm going to claw somebody's eyes out. Never get between a raccoon and its nuggets. And this is the second time this season that she's referred to herself as a raccoon. And I'm like really excited for like Rabid Raccoon Kathy to come out, because I could see her being a terror.
Ah, bro, Josh, bro, I'm speaking like a long-term motivation, and blah, 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 and she's distracted by dead chicken nugget. Huh? Oh, the end. Fuck this.
Well, she just saw how you're going to stand up for her in the future, which anytime you guys have any kind of trouble that comes into your life, you're going to cry and make yourself a victim instead of doing anything about it. So I have not ever believed in this relationship, and I hope that Kathy can now see this is not the man for her.
Kathy deserves so much better. So much better than she deserves, like, just a hot, awesome guy and not Max. She deserves, at the very least, a chicken nugget of a man. And she's not getting it. So it's not fair. It's not fair.
Agreed. And that brings us to the end of Billy O'Dick Mediterranean. You guys go out there. Nugget. Don't ruin each other's chicken nuggets. You know, don't it's a rough time in the world. Let's be kind to each other. Okay.
Don't eat other people's takeout. Like, don't, or delivery. Like, that is a crime. But I love that this episode ended with a chicken nugget cliffhanger. That's perfect Bravo TV for me. We'll have to see what happens next week. But until then, you know, we'll be here recapping all sorts of fun stuff like Vanderpump Rules and Salt Lake City and things like that. Vanderpump Rules is a pretty funny one this week, if you ask me. I'm excited for that. So we'll catch you on the next episode. Bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
It's always a party on Allison Block.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
It's always automatic with Ashley Otto.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
She's not just a Sheila. She's a Daniela. Etchels.
We never miss her call. It's Diane Call.
Sunday in the Park with Dylan Clark.
Big yay, it's Emily Gauthier.
Aaron McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
I go, you go, we all go for Hugo.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Get a bee in your bonnet with Lacey B.
K Sarah Sarah, whatever will be, will Lauren Silsby.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
Aren't you glad it's Marianne Ahrens?
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
She sure is swell, it's Raquel.
Yes, we canna, it's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy, it's Tippy.
And our super premium sponsors.
Make way for AJ Lopez.
Happy are we, it's Allison with an I.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V. Can't lose when you're with Amy Baldwin.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Put us on a stretcher, it's Charlotte Fletcher.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
Let's go into the woods with Guy Tubbs.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
She's a total knockout, it's Katie Manock.
Let's get savage with Laura Wildman.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
Maximum love for Sandy Maximoska.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We cannot tell a lie, it's Sarah Telefson.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Please don't stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
You'll always get the full story with Tori Parsons.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.